High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOVM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Cleese Bar and Grill is back open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Winter specialty nights are back. So is their weekday happy hour at the bar. Head on over the bridge and visit Cleese in Seaside Heights.
Set for the start of the fourth quarter here with Lakewood up 35-26 on Toms River North. A 7-point second quarter for North, followed up with a 6-point third quarter.
Well, they're going to need to have to raise the game right now if they're going to advance to the Shore Conference Finals for the second time in school history.
Lakewood basketball after the quarter break. And if this is any indication, the Piners in no hurry to do anything offensively. They spread the floor and just hanging on to the basketball.
Well, they're going to make the Mariners come out and match up with them.
Ticked off 30 seconds. Diawara hanging with it. Now Beverett. Mariners sitting back in the 1-3-1 zone. They've yet to really come out and challenge Lakewood. Beverett, couple of bounces. You got to come out and play him at this point, don't you?
I sure do. You're down 9 points.
Lakewood would hold the ball for 8 minutes if they could.
Have to extend the defense.
That's what Lakewood's hoping for. Open some seams up. Beverett playing catch with Diawara. Now a ball thrown almost out of bounds, but saved once, and then it will be trickled around a couple times. Still loose on the floor, handled by Beverett in transition. Watson has it, and Watson will get the running layup in the lane. He has 6 points, and Lakewood has opened up a 37-26 lead.
Lakewood did everything wrong and got a basket out of it.
It doesn't bode well for Toms River North. Here's nope. Blum trying to go to work. Stansberry gets the deflected ball, missing the shot inside, gets it back again, and will draw a foul on Watson and go to the free throw line for two shots. First one from Stansberry, rattling around and no good. Toms River North has been dreadful from the free throw line tonight. Carrington 1 of 5, Stansberry now 1 of 2. Second one is good. Stansberry with 8, and North will pick up with full court pressure. Trailing by 10, coming up on 6 minutes remaining. Beverett ahead of the field. Craddocks has it. Double team comes. Randy Holmes wants a timeout. He will be granted that break. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Boy, you know, the pace has really slowed down after that frantic first game. This has been a totally different game. Started well, but honestly, it's kind of slowed to a crawl here at the Collins Arena. But Lakewood, I think, in total control with a 10-point lead and 6 minutes left. Matt, you would think Toms River North, what they're going to have to do, and while it'll be difficult, they're going to have to try and match up and force some turnovers, play full court pressure. Of course, you risk getting beat and leaving to an easy basket at the other end, but when you've only scored 27 points in 26 minutes, it doesn't bode well for getting a whole bunch in the last six.
At this point, you're right. You've got to take chances and hope for turnovers. In the backcourt, Beverett will have it. He's picked up man-to-man by Carrington. Here comes the double from Blum. Beverett able to keep possession. Martin out there as well, and it'll be Martin to commit the foul. His first, team's second. Diawara throwing it in for Beverett. Bouncing for Diawara. Splits through a double team. Looking to attack. Now Craddix. Didn't have what he liked. We'll pull it out. Singleton almost deflected it out of bounds. Off of a Piner player, but it will be Lakewood basketball.
Mariners really can't get a break. I mean, when they play good defense, the ball slips away. Lakewood still gets it back.
Diawara will inbound. As a quick referee discussion will take place. North picking up man-to-man right here. As Beverett quick to go back and get the ball for Lakewood. Diawara breaks the timeline with the dribble. That's deflected out of bounds. And it will be Lakewood ball again. 5:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Piners up by 10, 37-27. And a bump coming near the half-court line. Singleton will commit the foul on Diawara, his first, team's third. That might be the only way Toms River North gets the ball back, is keep fouling and then put Lakewood at the free throw line. Diawara again with another inbounds pass. Watson will come over, help out this time. Diawara gets it back, sees a seam, drive down the lane, lost the ball on the way up. Or a Lakewood turnover, we give it back to Toms River North. Important here for the Mariners to cash in on an opportunity. 37-27, 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Marinaccio trying to break down Watson, who came out to play. This is Martin penetrating, kicking. Singleton's three is good from the right side. Timeout taken by Toms River North. It's a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here with 5:08 to go, and Lakewood leading 37-30.
You know, it's amazing how quick a couple of threes can get you back in the game. Singleton hits one there. That is the third of the night for Toms River North. Lakewood has the four from Beverett, along with one other. Tyrese has not scored in this second half. Of course, mentioned what an outstanding athlete he is. Ended his recruiting a couple of weeks ago by announcing he was going to Stony Brook to play football. He'll be a defensive back there. Could have gone to a number of other schools. Could have played basketball as well. But I would believe he'll be a very good lockdown corner at the next level.
Full court pressure here from Toms River North. Mendez back into the game. And Marinaccio does a great job causing a tie-up. And it will be Mariner basketball on the possession arrow.
That's what you got to do, especially when the ball is not in Beverett's hands. You got to double the other Lakewood players.
Carrington going to put it in play. Looking for some help. Singleton had to go up over the top of Mendez to make the catch. Marinaccio played by Watson, able to take him off the dribble. Tough shot by Marinaccio in the lane. How about him tonight? 9 points off the bench. Cuts the lead to 5, 37-32. Again, full court pressure. Diawara, too quick, dribbles through four Mariner players. Leaves off for Watson, who can't hang on to it. And Lakewood coming apart just a little bit with 4:40 to go. In the fourth, Toms River North can cut into a 5-point deficit.
Mariners have a pulse here.
Stansberry at the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane, hanging. He's fouled on his way and will go to the line for two.
Really had a chance to make that basket and then try and get a 3-point play. Fouls on Ben Watson, his second.
Stansberry's first free throw is good. 37-33.
Just when you thought it was safe to talk Lakewood Point Beach, here comes Toms River North.
Stansberry makes the second. He's got 10 for the game. Four of those from the free throw line, 37-34. Watson inside, left open. And that's the danger of extending the defense. Watson's got eight, and the lead back to five, 39-34. Stansberry crossing over on Watson, cut off left elbow. Marinaccio traveled. No, fouled.
Craddock's.
Third on Craddock's. Third, fourth team foul on Lakewood. Marinaccio will go down on the baseline and inbound it. Now Carrington will come over and change spots with him and put the ball in play. Stansberry on the left wing, flashes over and gets it. Has Watson playing him. Stansberry falls down as he tried to drive past him, now tied up, and it will be Lakewood basketball.
Rory Caswell was trying to get a timeout. While the Mariners still had possession, they would not give it to him.
Caswell also, I believe, saying that Stansberry was grabbed as he tried to penetrate, which I guess kind of makes sense because Stansberry tucking his shirt back in. Referees letting some other players know not to get too close and bump too much as Diawara will put it in play. Beverett's got it. Beverett just left Marinaccio in concrete shoes. Getting up court. Craddock's with it now, and Lakewood again trying to pull it out and work a little clock. Beverett with it. Marinaccio there. Martin there. Bounce down low. Passing lane. Intercepted by Singleton. A three on two. Singleton left side layup. Missed it. Carrington on the putback, but a foul before will send Singleton to the free throw line for two shots.
But great anticipation by Singleton on the defensive end. He saw there was a man open, had an idea that's where the bounce pass was going, stepped in front, led the break at the other end, could not convert, will go to the line and shoot two, his first two free throw attempts of the evening.
Maurice Diawara with the foul.
I think that free throw did not count. They had blown the whistle.
And Singleton missed his free throw.
The one official blew the whistle before he shot, like to hold his hands up. And
like the, with the basketball now says one shot.
Wow. That's what Rory Caswell's saying. You blew your whistle.
Second free throw short. Marinaccio tipped up the rebound. In comes Oliver to get the ball for Lakewood, and then he is quickly fouled. Another missed chance for Tom's River North from the free throw line. Singleton on the foul, his second, team's fourth.
Having 5 for 12 from the line. Three or four more and they'd be right here.
Everett. Now Diawara with it. Another turnover. And then another turnover. North got it. Marinaccio threw it ahead for Martin. Too far and out of bounds. 3:10 to go. Lakewood 39. Tom's River North 34. Julian Williams back into the game. Evan Martin will take a seat on the bench. Beverett in the backcourt with it. Diawara going behind his back to bring it up court. Break the North pressure. On his way to the basket, he is fouled. I believe Williams will get it.
Randy Holmes looking at Diawara and pointing to his head like, use your head. Honestly, he got bailed out on that when he was driving the basket. Really had nowhere to go. Was lucky to have gotten fouled.
15 foul on Tom's River North. First on Julian Williams. First free throw on the way. Short from Diawara.
First free throws of the night for the Pinders, right, Matt?
That is correct.
Who would have thought that?
Second one is good. First point of the night for Diawara. And a timeout has been taken by Lakewood. Full timeout. We step out as well. 3:03 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Lakewood 40. Tom's River North 34. We're back right after this with more Shore Conference tournament action on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
3:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. Point Beach awaiting the winner of this one as number one Lakewood leads number five Toms River North by a score of 40-34. A couple of program reminders for you here on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth University basketball back on the airwaves. Tomorrow night, Hawks will be in Moon Township, Pennsylvania to take on the Colonials of Robert Morris. Nothing on Friday, and then a doubleheader on Saturday. We'll start it with Monmouth at St. Francis, Pennsylvania at 1 o'clock, and then a 3 o'clock broadcast of the Boys Shore Conference Final between either Point Beach and Lakewood or Toms River North. Mariner basketball off the timeout. Singleton bouncing right for Stansberry. Watson comes out to play him. Stansberry wants to take him off the dribble and does. Left side layup, no good. And Watson clears space with a rebound.
Looked Beverett, like he kind of went off the wrong foot there.
Beverett fouled in the backcourt. It'll be the sixth team foul on Toms River North.
It's hard to imagine, Matt, as poorly as North has shot. Three baskets and they'd be in a tie game here. Have not been able to really make a run.
Beverett fouled again off the inbound. That's the seventh team foul on Toms River North. That will send Tyrese down the other way for a 1-1. Third on Singleton. Evan Martin set to check in for Toms River North. First one by Beverett is good. He's got 13 to lead all scorers. Martin back in. Williams out. Beverett, second is good. 42-34 Lakewood. Marinaccio penetrating, driving, contact with Watson. Missed shot and the loose ball cleared by Beverett. Up ahead of the field, now pulls back out and will slow it down. Diawara dribbles through a double team. Beverett right wing. Oliver, bounce pass inside. Craddock's reverse layup. He's got 12. Back to a double-digit lead, and fans starting to filter towards the exit. Here's Singleton driving. Check it. Carrington gets the basket to go on the left side. 44-36 with a minute 50 to go. And a foul coming on Martin. It'll be his second, team's eighth, and more free throws coming up here for Lakewood. I think I'm going to say that a bunch in the next 148.
Yeah, this last minute and 48 could take some time here.
Blum in. Marinaccio will check out as Marquise Oliver will have a 1-1. Trying to get the lead back to double digits. First free throw. Clanked off the rim. No good. Blum with the rebound. Skip pass in transition. Carrington. Now Stansberry gets the feed inside. He's fouled. And will go back to the line for the fifth and sixth attempts of the quarter for him. It's the last thing Lakewood wants to do is commit any fouls. Sixth team foul. Diawara will commit his third, and I think he's got a cut on his face.
Yeah, he got the foul, and he also got the
face. He's bleeding
face
for sure. I see it in his hands.
L.J. Clark, who's the football coach at Lakewood High School and the head football coach in addition to an assistant basketball coach, attends to Diawara before the athletic trainer Pat Halpern takes over. LJ was our Shore Sports Network Ocean County Coach of the Year for the job he did with the Piners last fall.
Stansberry's free throw coming up is good. 11 points now for him. Marinaccio back in. Blum checks out. Stansberry's second free throw off the mark.
But poor free throw shooting continues.
Foul coming back the other way. That is another one on Toms River North. Ninth team foul. And Beverett will go back to the free throw line for the last 1-1 of the night, at least for Lakewood. That foul charge to Carrington, his second. First one is good. Beverett with 15 and an opportunity for 16. Lakewood clears their players off the foul line area. And with a minute 36 left, Beverett's second free throw rattles home to give his team a 46-37 advantage. Up court, Stansberry at the foul line, goes past Watson, lays it up on the right side, and good. Caswell will take a timeout, the head coach for Toms River North. We will keep it here with a minute 28 and a 7-point advantage right now for the Piners, 46-39.
It's not that I want this minute and 28 to go by quick, but I'm starting to think about the alarm clock tomorrow.
Do you get up early in the morning?
No, it's already set for tomorrow for 2:30.
You have to get up any earlier that you're in the new building now.
Well, my commute is down from 13 to 7 minutes, which is not bad.
Wouldn't that give you a couple extra minutes on?
Yeah, well, tomorrow's a rough, I got a busy morning tomorrow, but plus I got to shave tomorrow for the radio.
How's the new setup?
It's nice. It's nice. Yeah. Well, Once I get all my pictures and stuff up on the wall, I'll have to invite you in because you like my office.
Is it going to be all Penn State paraphernalia
There's
again?
There's a couple of Penn State things there, no question about it.
Another foul in the backcourt. This time it's Eric Davis who draws the foul for Lakewood.
Nice flat screen TV.
You've got a TV in
Absolutely.
Your room? Do you have your own office?
I do have my own office. Got my own little refrigerator.
It's almost like you're semi-important.
Hit that semi real hard.
Martin's third foul, 10th team foul. Ugly looking free throw by Eric Davis off the mark with another one coming up. 46-39 Lakewood.
Are you thinking three here for Toms River North? Do you almost have to?
Or yeah, I think you got to start chucking them up. Second one from Davis. Better effort. Gets the result. 1 point for him now tonight. 46-39. 80 seconds to go as Singleton breaks the timeline. Brings it up court. Looking to drive. Cut off. This is Martin. Penetrating past Beverett. Left side layup no good. Stansberry with the offensive rebound and the easy putback to make it a 6-point game. Another foul for Toms River North as Beverett will go back to the free throw line. Unfortunately, that doesn't appear to be the guy you want to foul.
Yeah, and you know, trading two for two isn't going to help you. I agree with you. You have to force Lakewood to get the ball in the hands of someone else and assume they won't handle the situation as good as Tyrese Beverett, who's definitely not going to fold up under the pressure.
Free throw good.
Just a great leader. So highly respected by his teachers, member of the National Honor Society.
Second one also good. Beverett's got 6 in the quarter, all from the foul line, 18 for the game. 60 seconds to go. Carrington with it, right corner. Around the perimeter, stops, feeds inside Stansberry, who gets another 2. And Carrington will commit another foul, and it, again, it will be Beverett going back to the free throw line.
That's Rory Caswell just said to Carrington, why? And I think the why was, why are you fouling him? We don't want to put him on the line.
I think the one reason, he always has the ball.
You got to almost double him.
Make sure he doesn't get the ball.
6 for 6 from the line in this quarter.
Stepping up here, make it 7 of 7. He's got an opportunity to hit the 20-point mark with a made free throw right here. Goes around the back a couple of times, spins the ball, and short rims this one. 45 seconds and a 7-point edge. Blum driving, gets the runner to go on the left side. His first basket of the night, and a timeout has been taken by Tom's River North. Mariners fighting this one all the way to the end, 50-45 with 40 seconds left. Timeout, we will keep it here. And Rory Caswell still arguing with the referees about something. Point Beach, we already know, will go. And the Garnet Gulls have watched this game underneath the basket off to our right. Impressive performance out of them. I would say, Kevin, no matter who they get, whether it's Lakewood who's got the lead or Tom's River North with a comeback here, after watching all these teams the last couple of nights, I'd give the edge to Point Beach in the final against either one.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see how the Gulls match up with Lakewood. If they're playing a man, you would have to assume Farrell is on Beverett. And that puts a lot of heat on the other guys to match up. I think they'll be fine inside Point Beach. The key for the Garnet Gulls to me, if it is Lakewood, is to get the ball up court and then work that way inside, outside of Watson. The other two spots underneath, if you're going to go two forwards at a center, I would think belong to Point Beach, although Craddocks has done a really nice job around the basket today. Jared Craddocks,
12 points. Inbound here. Singleton almost stole it. Beverett saying he was fouled. It'll be Lakewood basketball. About a second ticked off the clock there.
Look at, they are double-teaming Beverett. Look at it, Singleton and Carrington.
Diawara will put it in play. Beverett spinning, weaving his way. Baseball pass thrown ahead. It is Marquise Oliver who will now foul. Well, Tom's River North didn't let Beverett get it, but Oliver will have an opportunity from the line. He missed a foul shot earlier, the front end of a 1-1. He'll have two here as Tom's River North well over the double bonus limit. Martin with his second, with his fourth personal foul, rather. Oliver takes his time from the free throw line, lets it go, and hits. Second one by Oliver, also good. Lakewood has shot pretty well from the free throw line here in this fourth quarter.
Certainly good enough to maintain this lead.
On the drive, Carrington right side, no good. Stansberry gets the offensive rebound back, and he is fouled. And will go to the line. That's the seventh team foul on Lakewood. And it'll be a 1-1.
Well, as long as it, I think when it was that minute and 48 mark was about 15 minutes ago. It's a good for babysitters who are working tonight.
Yeah, a little extra cash. Stansberry missing the front end of the 1-1. Let's see if Tom's River North keeps fouling. They will. Almost time to call off the Dogs. With 20 seconds now left, Marinaccio just committed the foul. Two more free throws coming up here for Diawara. And it'll be Lakewood and Point Beach in the finals on Saturday. 3 o'clock start from Monmouth University. We'll broadcast that one for you on the Shore Sports Network. Diawara missing the first free throw. The girls game will start it off with Point Barrow and Red Bank Catholic because of a Monmouth University game. We won't broadcast that one for you. But we'll go from college to high school. Second one by Diawara, good. And Tom's River North will bring it up for maybe their last possession of the game. Blum will take a long three off the mark. Diawara the rebound. Oliver fouled again. And it'll be Marquise Oliver for two more attempts from the free throw line.
Thank you.
Tough one tonight for Toms River North. Just couldn't get anything really going offensively on a consistent basis.
Never really shot well.
First one by Oliver Good.
I mean, not that Lakewood lit it up, let's be honest. These are teams that are getting a lot of their points on the free throw line at a garbage time.
Second one also good. And it'll be Carrington up court. He'll probably take one more shot here at the foul line. Lets it go. Off the rim, no good. Stansberry got one before the clock went off. So that basket will count. But Lakewood will win this one 55-47. Piners back into the SAT Finals for the first time since 1995, when they were runners-up that year.
After the players finishing shaking hands, Brad Burescano will grab our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game, number 10, Tyrese Beverett, for a quick word. And then we'll get out of here.
Team shaking hands. Congratulations to Randy Holmes, getting the Piners back into the finals.
So it will be Lakewood and Point Beach, as you said, teams finishing up their handshakes. Disappointment for Toms River North, but certainly no shame as they reach the Shore Conference Finals. I saw this young man a couple of weeks ago when he signed his national letter of intent to play Stony Brook and said to him, well, now you got to go out and win the Shore Conference tournament. And Tyrese Beverett, you're one more win away from that win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not always the prettiest of games today. I thought the difference might have been your defense, though. You guys played great team day.
Well, I thought we slacked on defense a little bit. You know, we gave up some open shots at the end, but, you know, we'll take the win.
Tell me about the threes early. You hit four of them in the first half. Did you feel the stroke early?
Well, yes, I got a good warm-up. You know, previous games I haven't been hitting threes for my team, so, you know, I know I needed to step up this game.
So now it's in the finals, and you know the history. Lakewood has won this event seven times, but it's been 22 years since. I know you'd like to end that streak against a Point Beach team. You've played once this year and beat them. How do you think you match up with the Garnet Gulls?
Well, we match up good. It's going to be a good game regardless. You know, it's going to be a tough game. There's no gimme win. We both are like number one, you know. Everybody's good.
So Saturday at Monmouth University, obviously this is a big goal for your team. You've won the B-South title. Now you want to add the Shore Conference crown.
Yes, especially because it's my senior year.
It sure is, and you've got some basketball left before football, so congratulations. We'll let you get with your teammates. Nice job tonight, Tyrese.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, Tyrese Beverett, our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. He'll collect some more hardware, not that he hasn't collected a lot during his
life. Got plenty of it, right?
For sure.
Big win tonight for the Piners. Let's run through the final scoring for both teams. Toms River North falling to 22-3 on the season. Solly Stansberry led the way. He had 19 points, 8 for Kyle Carrington, 7 for Damian Singleton, 2 for Carl Blum, 9 points off the bench for Ron Marinaccio, 13, 7, 6, and 21. The quarter totals for a game total of 47. For Lakewood, as we mentioned, Beverett, our player of the game, 19 points from him. Got a good performance out of Jared Craddock's. The Piners did 12 points, 8 points for Ben Watson, 7 points for Malik Mendez, 6 for Marquise Oliver, 2 points for Maurice Diawara, and 1 point for Eric Davis. 12, 13, 10, and 20, the quarter totals on the board for Lakewood, who wins it again 55-47. Kevin sets up the All-Ocean County matchup, which we knew was going to happen after Point Beach won against Manasquan. It will be number one Lakewood against number two Point Beach. Good job, I guess, by the seeding committee.
Well, I think it's, you know, these two teams have sort of been on this collision course. As Tyree said, they both have held the number one spot for a pretty good amount of time this winter. Lakewood, the most recent number one. And now they'll settle that issue on Saturday at Monmouth University. The winner will clearly be the number one ranked team at the Shore. And it'll be a first-time champion if Point Beach wins in many, many moons, in the first time in 22 years for Lakewood. So it should be fun.
Should be a lot of fun, and we'll broadcast that one for you. Want to thank everyone here at Brookdale Community College for being being so hospitable the last three times we broadcast here. Sunday, the quarterfinals. Last night, the girls' semis. And then tonight, again, the boys' semifinals. Great job out of a very fine staff here in a nice arena, Kevin, at Brookdale.
Can't say enough to their group, especially Michael Medley, who's been wonderful to us all this week, and we'll look forward to going over to your place on Saturday.
We will broadcast Saturday's game from Monmouth University. It will be number one Lakewood against number two Point Beach. Reminder to check out SureSportsNetwork.com for everything that we have going on the network. Monmouth University basketball coming back up tomorrow and on Saturday as well. And then our doubleheader will conclude with the Shore Conference final on the boys' side. Looking forward to that one. This has been fun the last few days. Want to thank you all so much for joining us the last couple of minutes. Again, check out SureSportsNetwork.com for more information on any upcoming broadcasts. From Brookdale Community College, for the entire crew of the Shore Sports Network tonight, Megan Oleski in the studios, Brad Bioroscano, our on-site engineer, and my partner Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon saying so long. Your final is set. Lakewood and Point Beach. You've been listening to the boys semifinals of the Shore Conference Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's games were presented by Ocean First Bank, the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena, Gold Fever, Cleese Bar and Grill, Good Sports USA, Lice Lifters of the Jersey Shore, and Ocean Trophy. For sports news at the Jersey Shore, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.